From Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And I am going to read from the Message. This is a translation and interpretation of the scripture of the Bible that I am hoping will be instructive and helpful. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His doors to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles. Even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love Trinity Sunday because it is such a fantastic opportunity to reclaim a piece of our heritage as Presbyterians, as Reformed people, as Christians. The Trinity. Many people understand it just like the ice cream example. And then stop there. I call this the Sproink mechanism. When things get too complicated and incomprehensible, the human brain tends to smile and say, Sproink, this is beyond my understanding. I'm done now. And we turn around and we walk away. Go watch TV. That's what I usually do. When my husband tries to explain computers to me and programming and something really intense and my eyes glaze over and I smile and I say, Sproink. And he says, fine then, go watch TV. Students of Zen Buddhism love to tell stories about the koans their teachers have given them to aid their spiritual awakening. Now, you know what this is, right? What is the sound of one hand clapping? What if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? These are the questions the masters ask the students to contemplate. And they have no right or wrong answer, right? In fact, they don't have any answer at all, right? There's nothing to say. These are questions that are designed to frustrate the logical mind. It's a wonderful spiritual technique because in Zen Buddhism, right, the effort is to push people to let go of their attachment to logical reasoning, right? And to experience wisdom that is beyond reason. You may say to yourself, blah, 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 Sproink. But Christians do it too. Jesus gave us similar sayings to contemplate that are designed to bring us beyond our human limitations. For example, Jesus says in the 16th chapter of John's Gospel, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." If God, Jesus, and the Spirit are all one, what's the deal with that? Why does Jesus say he has to go away so that he can send the Spirit? Why? Jesus also says things like, "Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." You can say shproink, "Oh, that's beyond my understanding," and walk away. Or you can spend some time contemplating this. This is exactly the kind of phrase that is our entree into meditation, into listening for God. Why am I talking about this with connection with the Trinity? Because in the Holy Trinity, we have something that is beyond our understanding, beyond our grasp. And preachers everywhere today are tying themselves up in knots, trying to explain the doctrine of the Trinity to their congregations. And you can explain it till the cows come home, but the fact of the matter is, it is not something that you can fully grasp beyond the most surfacey aspect. We live in a world called pluralistic, right? Our culture and society in the year 2010 is full of many different religions, many different wisdoms, many different ways of life, many different diets, many different theologies, right? Many different cars. We are all about diversity and pluralism. We celebrate it, that we live with such a rich plethora of choices in this life. Am I right? There is also, in our society and culture, and I think this is specifically American, but it might be Western, I don't know, the idea of tolerance of all of these perspectives. Right? That it is important to have them. It's important to protect them. It's important to respect the different voices that are happening, to listen to them, because you know not from which direction God will speak to you next. If you belong to God, you can't shut them all out. Think of a giant diamond cut with many different facets, right? God comes to us at different times of our life. And it is though we are experiencing different facets of God, different ways. I know that I have experienced God as a teacher, as a leader. I have experienced God as a shepherd who has fed me by hand. I have experienced God as a great force that is wild and beyond. I have experienced God as distinctly masculine at times, and at other times distinctly feminine. I have experienced God as a source of joy and laughter and beauty. I have also experienced God as a terrible and frighteningly deep force. And so have you. When we celebrate the Trinity, we are acknowledging there is something with God that we cannot nail down, something that is beyond. Why do we care? Why do we care? And this is my final point. Sermon almost over. Why should you care about preserving thoughts about the Trinity in your own head? Why should you care about contemplating these scriptures, about looking through these things? You should care. Because, as Paul has written, we continue because we know we have patience because we believe. We have expectancy because we have hope. When we contemplate something that is beyond our ability to understand, we are pushed into a place of unity. Unity with God, with our own bodies, souls, minds, and inevitably with one another. Preserving the Trinity as an understanding of God is absolutely essential for helping us Christians to remember who we are in the great grand scheme of things and what God has called us to do and to be. One. Let us pray. Lord, you have given us many gifts. You have given us things that will help us every day to survive and to become stronger. But it is only by your grace, Lord, that we are able to lift our hearts in praise and joy. By your gift of faith, we know. We thank you for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you for this gift that brings us closer to you and deeper into what is truly real. In Christ I pray. Amen.